Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer today, talking M. Cool with Ross Wilson of the Texas Cattle Feeders. We're back with Ross in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Ground stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Unless they extend the comment period, USDA will be closing their comment period on their proposed revisions to country of origin labeling on Thursday of this week. Ross Wilson is the CEO and president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. He says when COOL was first put into place as a result from the 2008 farm law by the Obama administration, it was a horrible rule that was put into place at that time, has not really impacted consumer demand at all, has not provided information that consumers have really demanded and wanted. And he says that the new proposed revisions make COOL even worse.
You're correct. And as you've known, we've been an opponent of mandatory COOL for a long, long time. Our position being, if that's something that the consumers want, then we can provide that through a voluntary program that doesn't have anywhere near the cost. It continues to cost cattle feeders $35 to $40 a head discount on the Mexican cattle just for segregation through the system. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but when you do that to a country who has been your number one beef customer, you and I, of U.S. beef for a number of years, then you start to create problems, major trade problems. And then, of course, the Canadians have been number one, two, or three. Both those countries have been in the top three beef purchasing countries for the U.S. for several years, as you know. So that's number one. Number two, mandatory COOL has not worked. There's not been any documented benefit that consumers have increased their purchase of beef labeled one way or the other. So it's added cost, significant cost to the system without adding any benefit.
And the problem is it's going to take a lot more information to make this new proposed COOL work. Ross, you know, at this point, what will it take in your mind to satisfy the information that somebody's going to have to basically verify born, raised, and processed in a particular country?
We assume even a more aggressive animal ID and traceability system than allows us to comply today, because there was some initial flexibility by USDA under the Bush administration when the rule was implemented, when the statute was finally went into effect and USDA wrote the final rule, there was some flexibility built in. This proposed rule appears to eliminate all of that flexibility, which is just going to further drive up costs. I said a moment ago, costs that affect the industry, but let's not forget, it also, some of those costs get passed along to the consumer. So it's a lose-lose from all perspectives as far as we can tell.
Ross Wilson of TCFA, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.